With unemployment running high, it may be surprising that there's a shortage of qualified truck drivers in Texas. John Esparza is with the Texas Motor Transportation Association. He says the shortage is affecting the Texas economy.
Even down to the price for a loaf of bread, I mean, what eventually happens and is already starting to occur is the price for everything goes up. You know, the good thing that comes out of this for the great American truck driver is he is more, or she is more of a free agent. Drivers are going to be commanding a larger salary.
Even though truckers can make a decent middle-class living, the $4,000 to $6,000 cost of training for a commercial driver's license can discourage some would-be drivers. Bob Costello is with the American Trucking Association.
Most trucking companies that hire new drivers to the industry, they'll pay you back $150 to $200 a month, up to the amount it costs you to get trained. But again, you've got to sort of come up with that yourself or try to get financing for it. And that's not, you know, that's easier said than done right now.
Costello says stricter government regulations may also contribute to the shortage. Since trucking companies are required to post driver safety records, many lay off drivers who have a less than pristine history behind the wheel. And other trucking companies aren't quick to hire them. Costello says the trucker lifestyle, which often requires being away from home for a week or more at a time, also turns away prospective drivers. But efforts are being made to fill the driver shortage. Rick Hidalgo is the truck driver training coordinator at Austin Community College.
We're seeing an unprecedented rise in popularity simply because we have the national companies that all will hire from our course. Oftentimes before someone even attends school.
Hidalgo says the oil industry boom in Eagle Ford Shale and West Texas is also increasing demand for drivers. Ira Sundar, KUT News.